Exercise 4. Mills suggests imagining extreme changes as a method of stimulating thinking. If something is small, imagine it to be enormous and ask, what difference might that make? If something is pervasive, think about what things would be like if it were not. An example of this is the research on globalization in the fields of geography, anthropology, political science, and economics. Theorists in these disciplines think about how processes operating at the global level might be mirrored at the local level, as well as how processes operating at the local level might be generalized or altered if they are moved to the global level. For example, if we think about the effects and challenges of unionizing workers at the local level, what would happen if we tried to unionize workers at the global level? How might thinking in such terms alter our theories and thinking about unionization at the local level?